This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Coming up, some very important stories, I'm sure. But first, sports. As the clock rounded toward midnight last night, the Chicago Cubs outlasted the Florida Marlins 5-4. The hero of the hour, Doug Glanville. He spent the early part of the season in the minor leagues. Mr. Glanville stroked a triple, drove in Kenny Lofton to send the Cubs into a narrow 2-1 game lead in the National League Championship Series. They play again tonight. Ron Rappaport joins us from Chicago. Ron, I'm exhausted, haggard, and a nervous wreck from watching these games. You have any good time, too?
Oh, the Cubs had them all away, Scott. I mean, just because they blew two leads and it looked like they were going to lose a Kerry Wood start, and Glanville was the last man added to the playoff roster, Scott gets. And do you think you could hear Cub Nation screaming in the 11th inning when Aramis Ramirez couldn't field the ball at third? But then a guy gets tagged out, Luis Castillo gets tagged out in a rundown to end the game. What a wild game.
You know, I expected the Marlins to be young and exuberant, but this is a very polished ball club, isn't
well,
it?
Well, don't hate me, Scott, but I'm really enjoying the Marlins. To me, in a way, they're the real Cubs. Nobody thinks they should be here. Everybody's just waiting for them to get beat and go away. But, Scott, they bunt, they field, they scrap, they fight. They were down by 4 runs in their first game at Wrigley Field, came back and won. Mm-hmm. Then they get hammered in the second game, and look what they came out and did last night. They're a fun team to watch play baseball.
I have a great deal of respect for them, and I'm prepared to feel regretful all winter. This afternoon, Fenway Park, Boston, Clemens versus Martinez, history.
Well, Scott, tickets are going for $1,500 if you want to fly up there. I mean, there can't be much more anticipation than this, I suppose. A 7-game series between the Yankees and the Red Sox, they're taking out a lot of feuding and a lot of history in just these few games. You know, I'm just not sure that if the Red Sox were to win, that the world is ready for a Cubs-Red Sox World Series.
We've talked to the science desk, Ron. The continents will collide. They'll pitch into the seas. We won't have to worry about covering it. It's the end of the world.
Well,
I, for one, am going to throw myself into the flames with a smile on my face.
Well, Stephen King says it's the apocalypse because neither team can win. Scott, I called up W.P. Kinsella this week. He has a short story called The Last Pennant Race Before Armageddon. I don't suppose I have to tell you who's fighting to get into the World Series in that one.
No. An event to look forward to, nevertheless. I don't get the impression watching these Red Sox that with all due respect to Bill Buckner, a much unfairly castigated man, that this is a team that knows how to win in the last seconds.
No, they're a good team. They're a very good team, and they're really looking forward to this. And the Yankees have been up and down. The question is, they've played very well part of the time late in the season. George Steinbrenner is a little angry part of the time late in the season at some of their lapses. But, Scott, you know something's funny when the New York Times writes an editorial saying they're hoping for a Chicago-Boston World Series.
Yeah.
I wonder what Steinbrenner thought about that one.
Okay. Ron Rappaport, our sports commentator here, also a sports columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times. Thanks, Ron.
Thank you, Scott.